It is time for us to check sports right now, and we'll go to the top of the list on stories that we're going to talk about. The Green Bay Packers have been fined $300,000, plus Aaron Rodgers was hit with a $14,000 fine for violating the NFL's COVID-19 protocols. The Packers were also made aware during this whole event that future violations could result in more discipline against the Packers, including possible change of draft position or loss of draft picks. So that is the story on Aaron Rodgers and the NFL. They had to do something there, and they've done it. Now, for Giant fans and football fans alike, Odell Beckham Jr. has cleared waivers, and the team that now emerges as a top destination is the Green Bay Packers. He went unclaimed through the waivers, which means he's free to sign with any team in the league. Now, according to multiple reports, the move frees up $3 million in salary cap space for the Cleveland Browns. However, they still owe Beckham $4.25 million. The new team, well, it looks like it's going to be the Green Bay Packers. Now, there are other teams that are interested in him, according to sports reports. He also has an opportunity to sign with Seattle, San Francisco, or the New Orleans Saints. And before they released him on Friday, the Browns and Beckham agreed to a restructured contract before they released him. Okay. Now, in two seasons with the Browns, Beckham, now two seasons includes 36 games, okay? He played 29 games, caught 114 passes for 1,586 yards, 7 touchdowns. He missed 13 games over those two seasons, okay? And we know what happened when he was with the Giants. Once again, he was injury-prone and really didn't play a lot for the Giants his last 2 years there. Now, in other sports, moving about football, in the rankings in college football, Ohio State moves into position to go into the college football playoff. Cincinnati is fifth in the rankings. Now, number three, Oregon, and number four, Ohio State, and number five, Cincinnati, all moved up one spot. Number one is Georgia, and number two is Alabama. The committee bumped the Ducks, the Buckeyes, and the Bearcats, and dropped Michigan State to number seven, behind number six, Michigan. And unbeaten Oklahoma remained number eight, and Notre Dame and Oklahoma State rounded out the top 10. I don't know how Cincinnati could be number five. They are I think they're undefeated, and they've been playing unbelievable football. But those are the early rankings that we see. All right, let's switch over to the NBA. Yesterday, no local teams were in action. Today, the Nets take on the Magic at 7 p.m. The Bucks take on the Knicks at 7:30. Now, coming up tomorrow, no local teams in action. On Friday, the Bucks will take on the Celtics at 7:30, the Knicks, the Hornets at 7 p.m., and the Nets will take on the Pelicans at 8 o'clock. Moving over to the National Hockey League, yesterday, the New Jersey Devils defeated the Panthers 7-3, the Bruins over the Senators 3-2. Those are the only local teams that were in action yesterday. Coming up today, no local teams in action. Tomorrow, the Islanders and the Devils tangle at 7 p.m. And let's see here. That's it. Then on Friday, who plays? Anybody local? No. On Saturday, the Bruins take on the Devils. The Rangers take on the Blue Jackets. The NHL schedule is really kind of weird the way it's set up. But it is what it is. And that is what it is. That's sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.